Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Rittman's NMLS number 664589. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix-It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Thank you for joining us today. I appreciate it very much. I'm Rick Rittma with the Hardworking Mortgage Guys and Advisors Mortgage Group, and I'm here with Ian Arnold. Ian's with Advisors Mortgage Group. Also, he's on the Hardworking Mortgage team. And you can find us, the easiest way is just go to hardworkingmortgageguys.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguys.com. All our information is there. You can contact us from that area, and we'd appreciate it. And today, we're going to talk about, you own a home. You're not ready to sell your home. You own it. What kind of things can you use all this equity you've built up? How can you use that to maybe improve your financial future? Ian, you got any ideas here?
Yeah, there are several things you can do. And to be honest, not one is correct and not one is wrong. It really just depends on, one, your situation / your story. And then the other thing would be is what you feel comfortable with. I mean, even Rick and I have talked numerous times the way we differ, where he would do of his equity in his house compared to what I would do of equity in my house. So again, neither one of these wrong. But the first one is just possibly doing a cash out refinance to pay off some bills or to slowly invest or anything like that. I know Rick is a big person to take his money out, and he'd rather invest in the stock market. I mean, it all depends what your rates are. And this is what I've told tons of people is, and I'm just putting rates in, so don't, that's not rates A or anything like that. But let's say if your mortgage is at 3%, but your investments, you're on average, you make 7%. Why would you not take more money out to make an additional 4%? It just doesn't make, I mean, it makes sense when you think about it mathematically, but when you first start doing it, you're like, whoa, I'm taking more money out of my house, but you're making more in the back end. And like Rick likes to always tell me is, well, you can always pull your money quickly out of stocks than you can. It takes a little bit longer on a house.
Well, and there's times on a house you can't even pull your money out. Yeah. You know, you get somebody who has lost their job. Okay, now they need money, right? They need something to live off of while they find another job. Not happening right now in this market, but that's what they. And if you haven't set that up, can you finance somebody without a job?
No, you can't do anything without a job.
You can't do it. Okay, we can't qualify them. So if I have, this is my thinking, if I have $300,000 invested and I owe $300,000 on my home, I can pay off my home at any time, which means in my mind, I own my house free and clear, even though I have a mortgage on it. I still own it free and clear. And if I'm paying 3% less on my mortgage than I'm earning on my rates, you know, on my investments, mm-hmm. I'm better off. And, you know, one of the things we talked last week with Spencer Gray, and he was talking about investing in real estate. Well, one of the things they have, as I understand it, is they have a flat investment you can make and they pay 10%. Well, if I could take my money and I can put it in there and earn 10%, and I'm paying, you know, half of that on an interest rate for my mortgage, I personally feel better. I think I feel I'm in good shape. So I see that as a great idea. But as you were saying, it's not the only reason to refinance.
No.
And do a cash out. Because you could have somebody with a low rate today, but with all the equity they built up, if they have other debt, I mean, you've seen huge savings, haven't
Correct.
You?
Yeah. I mean, how much do you spend in student loans or you racked up your credit cards because you lost your job and you're paying all this interest? Well, if you have equity in your house, and last year, almost all houses in Indiana on the average gained 19%.
Right.
Crazy. So you're talking on a $200,000 house, that is $38,000 your house increased. You can now use that equity, pay off those credit cards that are 20, 30%, whatever they are, and get those so you're not paying all that interest. I mean, knock out student loans, knock out that high interest car loan. I mean, you can knock out all this debt that you have, and then you're sitting good. Now you only have your mortgage.
Yeah, and I've seen people, and I'm sure you have too, I've seen people that did that. I did one not too long ago that sticks in my mind because it was such a huge relief. It was life-changing for them.
Is this the one that had like 30 credit cards?
They had a tremendous amount of debt. Tremendous amount. We paid it all off, and they ended up in a situation where they were saving several thousand dollars a month on payments over their new mortgage payment compared to their old mortgage payment and all the debts that they had. So here's the things that happened. Here's the effect this has for somebody. Now your payment's lower, your total payment's lower. You paid off all your debt. So what's going to happen to your credit score?
It's going to go up.
Your credit score is going to go up. So that could affect a variety of things, including your homeowner's insurance, like $3,000 or maybe even more. It might have been more than that. And then I also showed them where, if they wanted to, if they took that savings and they put it towards the house, paying extra, they would pay the house off in like 8 years.
Yep.
I mean, they weren't going to do that, but they were going to take some of it and do it and pay it off in like 15 years. Still cut the term on their mortgage, save several thousand dollars a month. It was incredible.
How dare you save them money?
I know. They were not happy with me. They were very upset. But you know, it is life-changing for somebody. It's extremely important. And you've seen it too. It's one of the things that makes what we do fun is when you can help their life and improve their financial life. And it's fantastic. What else is of value to somebody if they already, or can they do if they own a home? What can they do with the equity and the financing?
Yeah. I mean, what you've seen a lot of people, especially this last year, do is actually they did a cash out and then they did home improvements. Everybody's spending so much time at home now, working from home and stuff. So they turn bedrooms into offices or basements into offices, or mama got a new kitchen. I mean, so since you had that equity, they were able to reinvest it and not going on their trips because they could not travel and all this stuff. So they just reinvested it into their house, which does multiple things. Is one, it raises the value of the house and everything, and it helps them later on, and it helps you feel better about your house because you're living in it. You now just upgraded that kitchen. Now you feel better. You're going to stay there longer. Or, hey, office now works. Now you're doing great. So that is, home improvement is a huge way to, one, make you feel like your money's going to something too, because you see that on a daily basis. Especially you walk into that nice kitchen with a new fridge, and yeah, it makes you feel good every time. You don't feel too hard paying that mortgage payment. You're like, yeah, look at this kitchen now.
Yeah, I can say we redid our downstairs last year, and it can be trying to get through the process, but I will tell you, it is, our kitchen was, we moved into our house over 30 years ago. Our kitchen had never been changed since we moved in. So it is unbelievable, the change. And it does make, it makes you feel better. It makes my wife feel better. It's just we just really enjoy it. And when you have people over, you feel better about them coming over because it looks nice. And that can make a huge difference. But it also improved the value of the home.
Correct.
So it didn't just, it's not just that I feel better.
Yep.
The value of my house went up. It's not like I went and, you know, I bet on the lottery. I improved my house, my value went up, and with the way houses are going up, it went up quite a bit. That made a difference.
It does.
So to me, that's a big deal. So home improvement, so cash out to pay off debt, pay off items, and home improvement. Those are the two things. What other things could people do with them?
Here's one thing most people don't really think about is getting rid of your PMI. Getting rid of your mortgage insurance. I mean, like I said earlier, most houses in the U.S. or in Indiana rose 19%. Rick, what do you have to be under to get rid of PMI?
You have to be under 80%.
Under 80%. So 1% more, and then you're under it.
And you put something down, most likely.
Yes. Yeah, normally you put down 3% or something, or
3%,
at least.
5% or yep. more. Right.
So now you got rid of that. Now you add that to that. So now you get rid of your PMI. In 1 year, you can get rid of your PMI.
Yeah. Now, let's make sure people understand. You can get rid of your PMI if you refinance.
Yes.
Most mortgages, it takes 2 years to get to eliminate your PMI with an appraised new appraised value. So you would have to refinance in order to do that.
Correct. I mean, but that's less payments that you're making. And if you don't have to make extra little bit of payment to something, and I can get, I'm sorry.
Yes. And you know, after the break, we're going to talk more about what you can do with the equity that you currently have, this huge equity that we've built up. We'll talk about that and more things that you might be able to do with it.
Listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining me. This is Rick Rickma with the hard-working mortgage guys and Advisors Mortgage Group, and this is Indy's Real Estate Gurus. I'm here with Ian Arnold, who's also with the hard-working mortgage team at hardworkingmortgageguys.com. And if you want to get a hold of us, go to hardworkingmortgageguys.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguys.com. And you can fill out, you can get all the contact information there. You can contact us directly from there by filling out the information, or you can just give us a call or send us an email or text or however you want to get a hold of us. Just get a hold of us and we will get back to you. Or hopefully if you call, we'll answer the phone. But we've been talking about that a couple times. Indiana last year, we appreciated at 19%. There, you know, there's been a lot of estimations for this year, and they started out pretty low.
Mm-hmm.
They started out at 8-9%, and now all of a sudden we're starting to hear people think we're going to appreciate again at 17-18%.
Yep. I think I looked the other day, one article said 12.5, and then another one said 15. So yeah, they are continually going up because the demand for houses are still so high.
Right. We have a huge demand and we don't have much inventory.
Yep.
As we said in another show, there's 250,000 homes in the United States on the market, and normally there's 2 or 3 million, and we have 250,000, and then you have all these people looking to buy. So it's, man, it's just, I don't see how the values are going to go down. I mean, 19% is not sustainable for year after year after year, but it certainly could happen again this year. I wouldn't be surprised. Not guaranteeing, of course. It's just nobody knows what the future is going to hold, but it certainly wouldn't surprise me. But let's get back to, you know, we talked about you can cash out, refinance to pay off debt and you know, a variety of debts, and that can be a huge boon for somebody. It can be life-changing depending on their situation. We talked about cashing out for home improvement. We were talking about, you know, doing a refinance to get rid of the mortgage insurance, what's called private mortgage insurance, PMI, most people know it as. What other benefits can somebody gain from the equity that they currently have in their home?
Well, it's just not equity, though, too. So think about it. Even if you already own your home or you're still making, say you did a 30-year fixed. Well, you could refinance. So say you're already 10 years into it. And I just had a customer. We just did this, and I broke down all the numbers for her. She cashed out a little bit to pay off some credit cards. Then we refinanced her because now she's making more money than what she was making 10 years ago when she did the mortgage. So she cashed out, has about the same rate, and she's going to pay off her now house in 10 years. So we're going to do a 10-year fixed. And so instead of her paying for another 20 years, we're going to do a 10. Her payment went up a couple hundred dollars, but she'll have a house paid off in 10 years instead of 20 years. So there's other ways to do this too.
You know, I may not be... Well, actually, I'm pretty good at math, but that's 10 years of savings.
Yes.
I mean, that is huge. If that payment, principal and interest payment, was $1,000 a month and you save 10 years, that's $120,000.
Yeah, in your pocket.
$120,000. Now, if you took that $120,000 and you invested it, you invested that $1,000 a month, I don't know what it would be, but I can tell you it'd be a pretty big number if you invested it. Even at the average stock market over the last 50 years, I think it's 8% increase, right? So yep. If you just invested it at the average, I mean, that would just be a huge increase in somebody's net worth when they go to retire. And you know, this is a little off what we were talking about, but I do think it might be worth talking about a little bit. There are a tremendous amount of people out there that are not in the position, would like to retire or would like to be able to retire in the next 10, 15, 20 years, but they haven't done and they aren't doing those things necessary that they can afford to retire. And what we're talking about in some of this situation, which may sound refinancing my house to be able to retire, it could be something that could be hugely beneficial.
Yeah. I mean, look at it the way you were just phrasing it. So if your house is valued at $300,000 and you're down to $100,000, you take the cash out of $100,000 at the age of, let's say, 40, and you take that $100,000 and you invest it, you're going to be sitting pretty, pretty by the time you go ahead and try to retire if you just leave it in there. I mean, with the stock market the way it is and everything like that, and then you're still making more than what your interest rates are. I mean, it's just the way the market works.
Yeah, and it's if you did that and it doesn't really cost you anything to do it, and you just put it away and you do a nice solid investment, it is amazing what that can do. It can be a huge boon. Another thing I know that you wanted to talk about is you can take the equity, cash out, refinance that house, take some of that money, and then buy a second home.
Yeah. So I actually get a lot of these questions about, well, I wanted to do a rental home because I want to get more in the little real estate. I don't want to go deep into it, and I want to test the waters and everything like that. Well, why not? So what you could do is do a cash out. And then if you want to stay at your house, stay at that house and then buy another one. Or you'd be like, hey, look, my kids have gotten a little bigger. This house isn't working. You turn that house that you're looking at into a rental, buy another house. So, and people think, well, that's two mortgages. Yes and no. So let's say that your first mortgage right now, you're sitting at, you make $500 payments. Well, after you did a cash out for the house you're living at right now, it's $700 a month. You use the equity to buy a new house and your mortgage, and you decide, you know what, I want the bigger house. So I go to the bigger house. Well, that payment on there is $800. So combined mortgages is $1,500. Well, right now, with the way the rentals and everything is, you could easily, and again, it depends where you live for, I'm just using hypothetical numbers here. So you rent it out for $1,500. Well, guess what? Your mortgage, what somebody's paying to rent that one is paying for both your mortgages. So now, just those two cancel out. If you were to save your money, so then you save your $800 that you were going to make payments for 1 year. That's $9,600. And you're, wow, that saved up pretty quick. Yeah, because you're not making another $800 payment. So, all right, so now you're even smart. You're like, wow, this is really working out. Say you did that one more time. You just took that $9,600, applied it to another hunt. And I'm not even going to go make it where the payments really change or anything like that. So then you're pocketing roughly $1,500. Guess what? You times that by two, and then times it by 12. Guess what? That's $36,000 in 1 year you make off of two properties, and you're not even making payments on your mortgage. I'm sorry to help you earn money, and again, that's 1 year. Imagine if that for 3 years. That's almost $100,000.
Yeah, it's amazing what what a rental property can do. It's extremely valuable for somebody. The numbers, you know, we're just kind of given estimated numbers, things like that. The best thing to do if you are wanting to do something like that is let's work out the exact numbers on what you're looking for. So, you know, go to hardworkingmortgageguys.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguys.com. Contact us from there. Our contact information's there. And that's where we'll be, you know, when we talk to you, we're going to be able to walk you through this. We'll be able to put together the information so that you can see exactly what this is going to do for you. And it can be extremely valuable for your future. It's just one of those things that I think is very, very valuable. I have a customer who they're actually first time home buyers, but they kind of understand this concept that we're talking about. And they decided what they were going to do is buy a double, and they're going to live in one side and rent out the other side. And what they ended up with is a very nice double. Quite honestly, I'm pretty sure it's nicer than any house they would have been able to buy, because when we're financing it, we can use the rent from the other side to help offset what somebody can afford. So our debt to income ratios are better, and it makes it a lot easier to finance the property. And so they can do that. And basically what these people would have normally had a payment, I think it was $1,500. After the other side paid its, they were down more around $500-$600. It wasn't paying all of it, but it was paying the vast majority of it. So they ended up in a much, much better position. Now, I will say that sometimes a double doesn't appreciate as quickly as a single family. So you do give up, you might give up some appreciation. One of the advantages here is we just don't have very many, the negatives and positives, we don't have a ton of doubles, but that makes it harder to find. But when you find one, they tend to appreciate like a single family. But that's just one of those things. When you invest in a single family up to a four family unit, it's all about values around. And so you just have to look at that. But it is a very, very, very good option. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about as it relates to already owning the house? Because I think it's important. You came up with this concept, and I thought, well, this is a really good concept, because a lot of people have already financed. They own their house. They're getting great equity. Now what?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. And that's why I said it's everybody's going to have their own story. I mean, so like I said earlier, Rick and I have two different mindsets. My mindset is to have my house paid off early, but I'm also a lot younger than him. So if I paid my house off in 5-6 years, then I can just take that money and invest it. I got young kids. So as they're getting bigger, I find out my house not big enough. Guess what? I might want to rent my house out. Use my cash out, buy another house. And Rick and I literally sat and talked in this and for hours about difference of mindsets. So there is no right or wrong answer. It just depends, one, what you're comfortable with. I know some people are so comfortable with the stock market, that's exactly where they put their money. I mean, with me, I'm not as comfortable, but I don't know it as well. I mean, Rick knows it 10 times more than I do, and I think he probably knows it 10 times less than anybody else. But
I would agree. I mean, there's people who know everything about it. There's no question. You can't know everything about stock markets. You can't know everything about the real estate market. You just can't. You just have to depend on, you know, the right people. You find the right people who can help you, and that's what you do. And you're exactly right. It's my belief for most of what we do. There is no one right answer. There's no one right mortgage. You know, we have a tremendous mortgage right now for people who are refinancing or purchasing a home. It's a 10-year fixed rate. It's an ARM product, but it's fixed for 10 years. 99.8% of all people
will refinance.
Mortgage has already been closed out. They'll either sell their house or refinance it or pay it off in that 10 years. They don't have the mortgage. And I know that. I looked up the statistic, but I know it because I see when I refinance people and when they have had their mortgage and when they refinance. And I look at history of when they refinance. That is a that is a huge boon because it's almost a full percent lower. It's not quite, but it's almost, for most people, a full percent lower. Again, number one, it's not for everybody. It's not.
No, it's not.
It's good for the vast majority of people, but some people, because of, you know, their situation, it's a, the rate isn't as good, isn't enough better than a fixed, may not even be better. But it is a great option. And so it's one of those things I encourage people to look at. But you look at everything, and what you have to get from a lender, and they should give you the options, and they should show you the options. What I do, what Ian does, we put together the information in an analysis, and then we explain it where you can understand what it is and how it's going to affect you. We believe in giving you the information so that you can make the right decision. We don't believe in making the decision for you because we don't know your entire situation. No matter how many questions we ask, no matter how much we do, we're never going to understand all of your information, exactly what's going to be. You know, we can give you advice, we can give you different pieces, but we cannot tell you exact, you know, that you know, you have to make that decision.
Yeah. You're the one making the payments.
That's
so
right.
We try to give you at least 3-4 options. And most people, first few times I did that, customers were shocked. They were like, whoa, what is all this? Because they're used to going, and when somebody talks to them, and it'll be, oh, here's your interest rate, here's your payments. Oh, is that it? Okay, that's good. But with us, people are shocked when they get three. Oh, you can do this, this, this. Oh, wow. This one works better for me. Okay.
Yeah, it's crazy. It is absolutely crazy. So bottom line is, what we want to do is make sure that we help you get the right mortgage for you. That's the most important thing. We have to know your situation. We have to understand your situation. We have to know what you're trying to accomplish. And then we can help you get down the path and end up what's going to be most beneficial. Now, sometimes the most beneficial is to do nothing.
Correct.
It just is. So we'll, if that's the case, we'll let you know that. We'll tell you that's the case. Additionally, you know, if you know of anybody, there's a lot of people out there who didn't refinance when rates were much lower. Rates have gone up. They've gone up about 1.5. They've gone up quite a bit more, and they may go up a little bit more, but I still talk to people who are way over the rates that we have today because they never did anything. If you know of anybody who needs to refinance, who can benefit, or you know somebody who wants to purchase, or you want to purchase or refinance, please go to hardworkingmortgageguys.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguys.com. Put your information in, call us if you would like, text us, or if you put your information in there, either Ian and I will get back with you. We'll talk to you about, you know, what we have, and get your information. We'll really find out about you, and we'll really try to help you out and make sure we help you the best we possibly can so you have the best option, and we'll show you the options and make sure that you understand those. So again, we appreciate you joining us so much. It's Rick Ritma with the Hardworking Mortgage Guys at Advisors Mortgage Group, and Ian Arnold, also with the Hardworking Mortgage Guys at Advisors Mortgage Group, hardworkingmortgageguys.com. Thanks for joining us so much, and have a great day.